Well, if you're into high-quality drama and comedies, you've been spoiled for choice lately. Last year in the US alone, nearly 500 scripted television series went to air. And this year looks no different, really. There's an avalanche of new dramas filling Australian streaming services this week, including Dirty John, starring our very own Eric Banner.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here for Deborah.
Are you delivering a package?
No, I'm John.
Oh.
It's a really nice place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that on purpose.
Deborah said she lives with her daughter, Veronica. Is that you?
My mom said the guy she's going out with tonight is a doctor. Is that you?
It is me.
Eric Banner, I think, there, as Dirty John. Our regular TV reviewer, Michael Bodie, joins us now. Hello, Michael.
G'day, Fran.
Just because there's 500 new series gone to air doesn't mean they're all good. How about Dirty John? Is it any good?
It is, actually. It was quite Moore-ish. I'm chewing through it, 9 episodes. And it shares something with Homecoming, which was one of my favourites last year. It's based on a podcast. So this was a series of articles in a podcast that the LA Times did about a guy, John Meehan, played by Eric, who comes into the life of a wealthy Californian interior designer, Deborah, played by Connie Britton, and turns her life upside down. So I'm not going to give too much away other than it becomes pretty clear. Well, the opening credits give something away or give something in anticipation, but it becomes pretty clear in about the second episode that John isn't quite the guy that everyone expects. And it's got a good team behind it. Eric Banner's, he's done a lot of silly roles recently, but you sort of forget how good an actor he can be.
He sounds so American there.
Yeah, he's very good with the American accent. The daughters have extremely American accents. It's almost grating just listening back. But the performances are really good. Connie and Eric work really well together, and it's created by Alexandra Cunningham, who was one of the producers of Desperate Housewives. So it's sort of a bit between Desperate Housewives without the sort of daffiness and Big Little Lies. So it's got that sort of California coastline mystery
between
unfolding.
Between those two, it's doing all right. You said it comes from a podcast. Is there any of that feel left to it?
Yeah, I thought it was. And you sort of, I was thinking why podcasts are working, why the true crime podcasts are working. It's because they do take dramatic structures and they really unfold. And this one, as I said, it's pretty clear earlier that John's a bad man, but you don't know why. And then they go into flashbacks of his previous lives, and it sort of unfolds. And I'm into episode 4, and it's still not clear who he is. So it's a 9 episode series. It's not going to win Emmys or anything or Oscars, or it's not award winning. But I just found it really sort of nice, easy, Moore-ish, intriguing entertainment. Done really
well.
And
where will people see it?
So this is on Netflix from Thursday.
Okay, there's a new comedy starring Steve Buscemi and Daniel Radcliffe coming to Stan, another streaming service this week. Miracle Workers. What's that about?
Yeah, well, that's the pairing of actors we were all asking for, wasn't it? Steve Buscemi and the guy who played Harry Potter. This one's quite funny, if very literal. Steve Buscemi plays God, and Daniel Radcliffe plays one of his angels who's stuck in the Department of Answering Prayers. With the third banana in this one is Geraldine Viswanathan, who's a young Australian actress who's just taken off. She was on Janet King like only a moment ago, and now she's in everything over in the States. And they're a really good trio. It's set in, well, wherever God lives, heaven, I suppose, but it's sort of made out as an office. So it's very literal in departments for this and that. And God, played by Buscemi, is a bit over the earth. The earth's sort of gone down the wrong track and he's deciding to destroy it. But these two angels, played by Geraldine and Daniel, decide, no, we can actually save it. It's sort of goofy. As I said, a bit literal. It's not, and there's not much subtext to it. It's just full on just laughs. It's come from Simon Rich, adapted from a book that Saturday Night Live writer wrote. And look, it's good fun. It's on Stan. It's not going to blow your world away. Hopefully, Buscemi doesn't blow the world up. But it's good fun. Good fun. Okay. So a nice diversion, that one.
The Office with a heavenly twist. Okay, yeah, Michael, what are your other picks for this week?
Well, there's a bit of Australian stuff. Gardening Australia's 30th anniversary is on Friday night. 30 years for that show. So they've gone to 90 minutes with a big special. There's a new Australian...
Still going strong too, Gardening Australia.
Yeah, right. It's doing okay. The format change has worked okay for them. So well done to them. In 30 years, there's not too many shows who can say that in Australian TV. Bad Mothers, the new Australian drama on Channel 9 with Melissa George and a pretty all-star cast. That's Monday night. And also on Monday night, I don't know if we asked for it, but Dancing with the Stars is back, this time on Network 10 with Grant Denyer and Amanda Keller hosting. And I've got to say, not a particularly inspiring lineup of dancers, but...
Why did you select Dancing with the Stars to tell us about? I'm just interested in that choice.
Some people are into ballroom dancing. I'm not. There's a rusted on audience for that. And it'll be interesting to see whether Channel 10 can just bank 700,000 people every week just because they like that format. It's a great format. It works.
You can bank on Amanda Keller, can't you?
Yeah, they're good talent, Grant and Amanda. So that's Monday night for the 10 Network.
Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brad.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV guy. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:30.